Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, we can wade Craig's frozen crackers, fierce his fire, dabbles in the occult, and revolutionizes the format. Meddlesome Mark identifies auditory impairments, explains movie sound and micro monologues. Breezy Bob gets salty about Skyline, thinks Wade could have familial calumny, and wants him to wash, then get naked. From human steaks to pirate nut bushes. Yes, it's time for The Cursed Man. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Distractable. I'm today's host with the most, Wade. Thought I always nail these intros.
Your intros are so tight, man. Just draws people in.
It's like a lid to a jar of pickles that you kind of put back on, but the jar screws on sideways. You don't realize it's sideways. Then you knock it over and it's leaking juice. And it's like, how did this happen? And then you got juice everywhere. This is Mark and Bob.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Distractable. So good to be here. Can't wait to compete. Ready to go.
Oh, man. I've got a topic to you, assuming we get to it.
We won't.
All right.
Let's be honest.
What's new? I think we did this recently, but I feel like I've not seen you guys in forever. I don't know why.
Didn't we just play a video game together the other day?
We did. Yeah, you and I did. This trio was not there, but you were there.
What? You guys?
You weren't invited, Mark.
Oh, I really wasn't, actually. I don't know about this at all.
No, it was organized by someone else who doesn't know you.
I think I was invited after literally everyone else they knew said no.
Someone who doesn't know me, Bob. I'm sorry. Someone who doesn't know me. I went to a steakhouse again. I called my boy Ethan at J Prime Steakhouse, and I was like 30 minutes from Ravelry. I know it's a Sunday, prime steak time. You got a table for me? He's like, yes, absolutely, because I know you. And we got in there, me and the whole editing crew, table of six, five.
What you didn't see is the camera footage of what they did to the people at that table prior to your arrival.
As soon as Mark was like, hey, can you seat five? And then background just like, kick them out! I don't fucking care! Throw it away!
Rats! Cockroaches! We have an infestation, people! Everyone out! Leave!
Tell them if they don't leave, I will get the shotgun!
Yeah, Mark, no, we can get you in. Anyway, that's very nice of them to get you in last minute for a pretty big group. That's good.
Yeah, so you and your gaming group could have gotten me in last minute to say.
You know what? Next time, Mark.
If it makes you feel any better, it was kind of a half disaster because one of the games really wasn't working very well.
Yeah, we just ended up playing Helldiver. We're trying to play. Have you seen Content Warning?
Yes, I think.
We tried to play that, but one of us, not going to name any names.
Bird 650.
Fucking Bird. Couldn't play the game for more than 5 minutes without it crashing, so we had to change plans anyway. If it works, that game seems fun. You would have loved it, Mark.
Yeah, I know. It would have made great videos. You know, whatever.
It would have been even better content if you were there, too. It would have been good for everybody.
We need to make more gaming videos, dude. People come to my streams and they say, hey, are you playing with Mark and Bob? And I say, no.
And then they leave. My favorite is people who come in and they're like, hey, are you still friends with Mark and Wade? You guys don't play games. I'm like, well, we do this other thing. Have you seen... No? Okay.
Have you seen Distracta? And then they vomit in their mouth and they're like, oh podcast.
Or people that come into your streams, for me specifically, and they're like, Bob, I love your content, dude. And it's like, you must really love my content.
Clearly. If only there were a place where you could see my face and my voice at the same time.
They could just be a really hard listener. You know, they could just be avid podcast fan. And they've never separated it out.
That is true.
I think they're hardly listening.
Ooh, got them.
I don't think Bob and I sound alike.
Everyone else seems to think we do, and I don't hear it either. I don't think we sound that alike.
I think some people are ear blind. I don't understand. Like, there's plenty of people out there that just completely mishear things all the time. And I'll mishear if people mumble, but when there's a differentiation in tone, like, I don't have perfect pitch or anything like that, but I feel like I have a very normal sense of hearing. I can differentiate people's voices very easily, or I can discern thing if I actually pay attention and listen to it. But other people just, like, abandon all reason. There's a whole thing about, like, Gen Alpha can't hear without subtitles or something. Was it Alpha or is it part of Gen Z? Like, younger people cannot watch content without subtitles because they can't understand it anymore. And I know there's a video that's breaking down. It's like, that's the way movies are mixed nowadays, but it's with YouTube videos too, or any videos or TikToks. You know, they have to have captions on there. And I'm like, I feel like people's listening abilities are getting worse.
I do think it probably is not helped by the fact that I know a lot of people scroll, like, TikTok and socials on mute, right? You're, like, in public if you don't have your headphones, or for whatever reason, you scroll on mute. you just read the auto captions. I wonder if that's like impacting people's ability. Like they're not worried about what the sounds like because they're like, ah, just read the caption. And so that's like their go-to form. I don't know. That is weird. I mean, I feel that I've felt that way about movies and TV for a while. I've kind of bad hearing sometimes. I've always felt like movies and TV, I'm like, why the fuck did you mix it so that the explosions make my entire house rattle? But then the conversations at normal human volume are like, it's like, I don't want the volume that loud. Like,
have I told you why?
Because they mix it on like studio theater speaker setups or something. I don't know.
It's because there are standards with which the dialogue, the music, and the sound effects must be mixed to. Must, quote me.
Must because of the law?
No, it's because it's what idiots who have been doing this for a very long time are like, this is the only way, and it's the best way because I say it's the best way, and then everyone gets in agreement. Movies have dialogue mixed at either negative 18 or negative 21 decibels.
That's so low.
But explosions can go to negative 2.
That's awful.
Exactly. And they call it, it's because of the dynamic range. And I'm like, why can't you mix the dialogue higher sometimes? And they're like, well, you need to preserve the integrity of the dynamic range so people's expectations are there. And I'm like, I don't want my expectation to be lean in for the talk and then lean away for the explosion. That's not a...
That get blasted.
I am not a concert goer. I do not like having my ears shattered by explosive sound waves, which is literally what they are at that range. It's damaging. And just because so many of these sound mixers have blown their ears out through their careers, and so many people who do music have literally damaged their hearing, so people don't understand that people have been doing music for a long time and can form these opinions, their ears are significantly worse than people who have not been doing it, or younger people.
No, that is a serious problem. I was at the classical music world. It was only like starting to be a thing, but a lot of conductors I knew, younger conductors especially, would wear, they make these like earplugs that only let certain frequencies through, but mm-hmm. that prevent all sound from getting into your ears. Because if you're conducting like a full orchestra of like 80 people, 100 people, whatever, all of that sound is hitting you in the face. I would imagine that causes ear damage in people who do mixing at live shows, people who do studio mixing because they're listening to all this crazy high dynamic range, you know, nuclear explosions and whatever the shit. Yeah, that's interesting. It's like how chefs like get numb to salt, right? Food cooked by like a Michelin star chef is always going to taste kind of salt. Well, not always, but it's more likely to taste kind of salty to like a normal human because chefs eat so much rich, high salt, high acid stuff that they're getting numb to it and they need more to feel.
It's either going to be extremely oversalted or extremely undersalted. But that might be because I'm salt blind because I salt the shit out of everything.
The man who literally eats salt licks like a horse.
No, that was one time.
He gets a cracker, puts on a pound of butter and a whole salt shaker.
The man who's never owned a Himalayan salt lamp for more than 3 months because they keep breaking for some reason.
Because they keep melting.
They keep melting down the middle. I don't know what happened.
You have trail cam footage of like deer running away and then Mark running to someone's backyard like...
I will say, don't do Himalayan salt. Don't lick a can. Don't do it. It's not the same as table salt or edible salt. I think it gave me an ulcer, but I did lick a Himalayan salt lamp for about 2 weeks straight.
That's probably, yeah, that's not probably good.
Like 24 hours a day?
No, just whenever I was.
No, that's probably not for eating.
I could go on a whole salt conversation because I've learned a bit about different types of salt. But
Mark, technical question. I've always wondered about this, and I think I know the answer, but are there different audio mixes when a movie or a TV show is produced? Is there one main mix that just gets pushed to everything, or is there like a in theaters mix and then like a home television mix for broadcast? Or do you know this?
Absolutely.
Well, then why are they still so bad?
Because it might be the wrong mix in the wrong place. It might be the wrong format. There is a system called Dolby Atmos, and Dolby Atmos was made to solve the problem that you're talking about. Dolby Atmos is a 128 channel sound environment, which means you can have 128 speakers theoretically. Very few situations have
not super necessary.
Yeah. But what it does is it emulates the sound so that any sound system automatically reduces or compresses, like, okay, these five channels we'll reduce those to one channel because we know where it is. And when you're in a theater, they can take the Atmos and then they can assign it to different speaker setups for across different theaters, and you have send one package over, and so long as it's set up and tested correctly, they don't have to render out another one. Because back before, especially in the early days of digital, Digital. They would send a digital package. It's called the DCP, a digital cinema package. And then that would have a specific mix for that theater environment. And each theater would have to get one for themselves, and they'd have to tell them what they get and then hope they get the right one. And it could get wrong all the time. But with these other things, some now DCPs sometimes have more mixes where they have a 5-1, a 7-2, you know, a 9-15, whatever.
Dude, 15 subs? That guy's living. Shit.
It's a sub under each chair, you know. They don't think it's a moving theater, but it's like,
when the explosions happen, it's like an earthquake.
Sure, but he gets 15 subs on YouTube and everyone scoffs. Acts like it's not a big deal. Dude, you guys didn't laugh at Elon Musk. You didn't laugh
at that. I was literally laughing. I was in the middle of my guffaws. I was chortling.
I don't remember what we're talking about.
I was, Wade. Why are you looking suspiciously to the ghost on your right? I was laughing.
All right.
Who are you sliding away from, Wade? Molly standing over there with a bat?
He's getting his distraction paper towel ready to creep up on the other side.
I'm hosting this episode of according to my free will.
I gotta tell you, Wade, that paper towel bit, when you're trying to like get the emotions of the movie, killed Amy. Like, she just happened to be watching it, and when the paper towel came in, she didn't know what you're doing in the paper towel. She was dying laughing for like a minute straight. So that really landed with some people.
I peaked with my paper towel distraction.
Anyway, thank you for answering. That's interesting. You know, I have to say, I knew Atmos existed. I had no idea that's what it was. That's very interesting.
Yeah. The only problem is Atmos, you know, it's a nice technology, but it costs money. So it's like you have to license it. And when
I've noticed only expensive shit says Atmos on it too. You don't get the TV that you buy for $150 on sale does not come with Dolby Atmos. You gotta get some kind of fancy shit to have that.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
All right, I know Wade's the host, and I guess we kind of transitioned without saying it into small talk, but I've been saving this for my small talk, so I'm gonna talk about it. Something, it happened. Bad things happened, Wade. Bad.
Go on.
I went to get my usual Tuesday morning breakfast Skyline today. Skyline chili. I was going to get my 7 cheese conies with mustard and extra onions on them so I could fart it up in here while we record.
How early do they open? I thought they didn't.
They open at 10.
Oh, okay.
I went and I was like, give me my usual, which is my cheese conies and a large diet Mountain Dew, please. And the person on the speaker was like, oh, I'm sorry. We have Coke products. It happened. I didn't realize it was happening so soon. Yeah. It happened. They don't have Mountain Dew at Skyline anymore, and they have Coke products now.
10, 15 years ago, I would have been a huge fan of.
Coke is fine. Diet Coke, it's Coke Zero, good drinks.
I have grown in my brain to pair Pepsi and Skyline.
Like, but you drink Mountain Dew with Skyline, God damn it.
I am a Coke person more than a Pepsi person 90% of the time, but Skyline and Gold Star, I have grown up pairing Pepsi with, which I actually get Pepsi there instead of Mountain Dew, but like same idea. In my brain, they go together.
It's all wrong now.
I'm so sorry.
Everything is bad. I ate my fart breakfast like I usually do with no drink, and it's not the same, and I miss it already. So I'm gonna just...
I really hope we have a Coke sponsor right as you're like, Coke. No! This episode brought to you by...
No, look, that's the thing. I have nothing against Coke. Coke is good, but Mountain Dew goes with cheese conies, okay? God damn it. That's just how it is. Since I was in my teens, I've been eating Diet Mountain Dew with my cheese conies.
Coke must be trying to make a big push again, because I feel like for 15 years, Coke has been like disappearing from Cincinnati. Pepsi's been taking more and more over. So Coke must be like on a thing where they're trying to like reestablish a stronger foothold here, because they've been slacking for like over a decade.
I don't think Coke needs to try that hard. Coke is the PlayStation of the soda wars right now. Anyway, the Skyline's ruined. I'm very upset about it. And I guess I'm going to have to bring my own Diet Mountain Dew when I go eat at Skyline now.
Skyline, they're expanding. There's like 3 or 4 locations at least in Florida now. 4 or 5 years ago, they tried changing their oyster crackers, and the entire city was like in an uproar. It was wild. Like, everyone was livid. They were like, bring back our oyster crackers. Skyline isn't the same. They were like more of a buttery cracker. People were very upset.
I was going to show you a pack of oyster crackers, but I ate it. It's gone now.
So I'm kind of calling myself out here. They sell them in bulk at like jungle gyms. You can get a box of packets of oyster crackers. I've got 2 of those boxes upstairs.
Well, that's not shameful. Why would you be ashamed of that? It's fine.
We got one of those. We had some of those. Oyster crackers are good, man. You put them in soup.
You can also buy like frozen versions of Skyline and Gold Star and stuff. So like,
yeah, well, but we live in a place where we have actual normal Skyline. So why would you do that?
I like both those. Sometimes I crave the frozen version versus the...
That's weird. That's wrong. It doesn't come with the cheese. You need the 80% of the goodness weirdness of Skyline is that
he's writing down Bob. Just stop talking.
He got a point for honesty.
I know that it happened because of like the pandemic stuff and that it's probably more clean, but you know what I do miss? When you used to go into Skyline, they used to take the little bowls that the oyster crackers come in and just scoop you an oyster cracker bowl out of the big box of oyster crackers. Now they only have little individual plastic, but even when you go to the restaurant, they put the same little bowl on the table and then they're like, here's your pack of crackers. And like,
it was a post-COVID change, I think.
It's fine and they're the same crackers, but somehow it's not the same. It's like disappointing.
Having to open your packet and pour it in the bowl yourself really does feel like an extra. I agree with you.
It's like a cleanliness thing. I get it. It's like hygienic that way.
We're talking about the first of first world problems.
I know, but like, it's not what I grew up with, you know? So I hate it. I have to drink a Coke Zero with my crackers that come in a plastic bag.
Cincinnati stock is dropping fast. We're all looking to move now.
You'll never be able to have the real Skyline experience. Anyone who hasn't had it but has been looking forward to it, I know you're out there. It's gone. Unless Mandy always gets Dr. Pepper. They still have that. That's no different, I guess. But if you were smart and you drank Mountain Dew.
Well, Dr. Pepper's a Coke product now.
Dr. Pepper is like independent, but yeah, I think it's owned by Coke or something, right? It's owned by a bigger company, but it's still sold independently. So Pepsi or Coke places can both have Dr. Pepper or whatever.
They probably all are owned by the same company, to be perfectly honest, like the mega conglomerate.
Yeah, have you seen that chart where like every company in the world is actually owned at some point if you go high enough by like five companies?
As of August 2023, Dr. Pepper is owned by Coca-Cola only in Europe and South Korea markets.
Oh, weird.
That is what?
I didn't know you could only own something in certain markets, but I guess that,
well, you know, they have Coca-Cola America, Coca-Cola Europe, different companies, different branches and stuff, so sure.
So it is owned by Coke, but not everywhere.
That's Mark's Koreanness coming out.
Thank you.
You got that Korean Coke, Dr. Pepper connection.
I have a Coke. What kind? Dr. Pepper. That will forever to me be the weirdest way, like pop soda wars. But the Coke? What kind of Coke you want? Mountain Dew? What?
Yeah, but like literally what he's saying is totally true. People will sit down and be like, give me a Coke. I'm like, oh yeah, what do you want? A Sprite. And Coke just means give me a soda.
Where was it that I ordered a lemonade somewhere and they gave me Sprite and it totally messed with my head. Was that in Europe? That was somewhere we traveled.
Did you get like a weird like Fanta lemon or something? Because that happens in Europe sometimes.
I literally ordered lemonade. They had lemonade listed like on their board. And I was like, oh, give me a lemonade. That sounds refreshing. And like, I took a sip and I was like, blah, blah.
Sorry, I missed it. What did you react again?
Blah, blah.
That's pretty good. He couldn't do it a third time. Oh, that was pretty close. I couldn't recreate a noise of that type.
Well, try.
Nah, I'm good.
Here, no, I'll do it. Give me a lemonade. Was that close? A
couple extra hookahs, I think.
Sorry. Damn. Do it again. Let me see. I want to...
Give me one more practice.
Give me one more.
That wasn't quite the same. A lemonade, please. That's very Ethan-y. That's very Ethan-esque.
It just seems like you lean the cup up to your lips and went, it's good.
That's not lemonade.
Could I get a lemonade? That's good.
It doesn't scream like lemonade at all. It's carbonated in there.
Wait a minute.
I say when life gives you lemons.
You scream this and tell me what you think. See?
One lemonade, please. It's a Sprite. Take it back.
They just hand you a can of Sprite. What is this? This isn't lemonade. Wow.
What the fuck is happening? Wait, so does Gold Star still have the Pepsi products then?
I've not heard anything about them changing, so I think they're still Pepsi, yeah. Which I like both, so I'm not
like a hater, but I definitely prefer Skyline.
If I want chili cheese fries specifically, I go Gold Star.
They have good fries. They have the crinkly fries.
Cheese Coney's, I like both. If you go like 3, 4, or 5 way, it's definitely Skyline for me.
I like Gold Star, but I love Skyline. Like it's I'll take either.
I've not gotten caught up in that war. Like growing up, I was like, oh, of course I prefer Skyline. But then like I tried Gold Star, and it's like, damn, actually it's pretty good. It is different. Like I feel like Gold Star's a bit spicier, meaty or whatever. But like,
oh man, people are tuning out by the second if we get into this conversation again.
Oh yeah, no, we're not doing the wars. We've already done Coke, Pepsi, Skyline, Gold Star. We're getting away. By the way, PlayStation, Xbox also brought up.
Is that today's topic? Are we doing a tier list? Everyone loves tier lists.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile. Everyone loves Mint Mobile, and it's time for more Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
If you say a word too much, it doesn't sound like a word anymore. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Did you know Mint Mobile has unlimited talk and text?
Everyone knows Mint Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data plans for $15 a month when you buy a three-month plan. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows you can save with Mint Mobile. MintMobile.com/distractible. Use distractible. Use the slash distractible. To get this new customer offer, go to MintMobile.com/distractible. That's MintMobile.com/distractible. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month for the first 3 months only. Speeds slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, let me give my little bit of small talk, which does lead into our topic. So, Bob, as you know, we had a little bit of an issue with our radon mitigation system. I don't know if you heard about that, where we had to have that fixed a couple times.
I remember being very sympathetic to that issue, if I recall correctly. Yes.
Maple syrup. Maple syrup.
Yeah. I think I talked about on here how we had someone come look at our AC unit that smelled like maple syrup, and then it turned out we needed a new furnace. 2 days ago, I was upstairs, and I was watching TV or watching a show or something, and we have a gas fireplace, and the fireplace turned on, and I was like, oh man,
of its own accord.
Molly must have turned it on. I looked over and the remote's next to me. Keeters is asleep on my lap. The puppies are asleep on my lap or next to me, and Molly's not even there. And I went, huh, so no one turned it on, but that is a fire. I looked at the remote. The remote said off. I am looking at a fire right now.
Well, it was off, so clearly not, I guess.
Yeah, let me go feel it. Yep, that's warm like fire, all right.
Wait, he who walks over to his fireplace.
2 weeks ago, Molly's like, yeah, the fireplace turned on by itself. And I was like, okay, the cat stepped on the remote. Something happened to do this. Like, whatever. Fire just doesn't, like, what's gas just coming in and igniting on its own? That doesn't make any sense. But now that I witnessed it, I'm like, man, my wife's not a liar. That's crazy. Looking into it, apparently after a while, gas fireplace got like wires or something. Things could go wrong where fireplaces go bad and have to be fixed or replaced. But I'm starting to think, man, that there's a Wade problem with homeownership.
Are you about to be the burned man? Man, the scorched man.
Everything in the old house. You guys like rarely tell me about shit going wrong in your houses, but every now and then, every week, I'm like, yeah, dude, had to replace this, had to replace that. Hey, guess what? Apparently every like 10, 15 years, you have to replace a gas fireplace. So, guess what I'm calling soon? A gas fireplace company. Come look at our fireplace. Because I feel like a gas fireplace turning on by itself is a bit sketch.
No, that's not great. It's good that it did ignite itself or whatever. Yeah, does it have like a pilot? Or is it like we have gas fireplaces where it's a switch on the wall, you turn it on, and it doesn't have a pilot light, but it has a little electric thing that ignites it. But if that doesn't work, you're just letting gas flow into your house?
Couldn't tell you. I know how to shut the gas off to it, and I know where the button on the remote that says on is.
Fancy.
Well, if there was a pilot light and it just lit, that means there's gas leaking in there, so it's probably not great. So I'd keep the fire on if I were you,
or just shut the entire line off. What are those things called? Petcock?
Turncocks?
Spincock?
Yeah, spinnercock.
Yeah, apparently one of the things I just read was like whenever something goes bad, then it thinks it's getting a signal from the remote to turn it on even when you're not. So I don't think it's just leaking gas, but I don't like that happened, especially twice in like a 2 week period or at all. But like, how do I always find the houses that are like, ah, needs a new sump pump, new AC unit, new furnace, new fireplace, new stove, new floors, new ceiling, new house, new bricks, new driveway, new grass.
New grass.
You should shop more carefully for your houses or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you get inspectors in there?
Yes.
Do you have the same inspector?
No, it was a different inspector. And they're like, man, yeah, this unit's old, but looks like it's in great shape. Someone's taking really good care of it. Do I not take care of things properly? Like, what do you do to a furnace other than clean out the filter, man?
That's very possible.
Yeah, that does seem likely.
You clean and change the filter.
You ever refill your furnace fluid? Do you change the igniter filament?
Professionals come out and look at these things.
What about the gas line filter? You ever swap the gas line filter? Because, you know, if you don't swap that, it'll get gunked up. You get all kinds of weird stuff.
If the people that come look at it tell me to. I've even gotten my calendar. I'm like, all right, it's been 3 months. Got to change the filter on this thing. Like, I do these things.
Doesn't sound like you do. I bet you couldn't even find your flame calibrator.
I couldn't. I've got people for that.
I don't think you should trust these people. These people seem to be not good people.
Yeah, whoever you're paying for this, they don't have any idea what they're doing, I guess.
Apparently, the higher stars someone has online and the better the feedback and customer reviews, the worse they are for me. I need to get the mud guy back, I guess.
Just need more mud.
I'm starting to think I'm cursed.
It's kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, it does, actually.
You have like the paranormal thing where the ghost follows you from house to house. What's that? Paranormal Activity, that franchise. Toby! Shouldn't have made fun of Toby.
Some of my friends were skeptical. I went ghost hunting and I used the Ouija board, and I was told by people that went with me, they're like, never use the Ouija board. And I was like, it's fake. What's going to happen? But like, I don't think the Ouija board brought a new demon into my life. I think it just resummoned the old one.
It's just an excuse for the same old demon to just be an extra dick right now.
Witchcraft and curses, are they real? Tell me about them. That's today's topic, because I need to have a curse broken, or I need a voodoo doll of a witch to like stab in the face so she'll leave me alone. I need something here.
Well, I'm glad you came to us. We are the foremost experts in this particular field of study.
I knew you would be. That's why we have about 20 minutes free to solve my problem.
That's your fault.
I know. I always let you guys blab. I just enjoy our camaraderie.
Jane, go on. How do you enjoy our camaraderie?
It's at least like a B on an S tier scale.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I don't just comrade around with anybody.
No, you don't, Bob.
So you want us to tell you if curses are real?
Yeah, like, is this stuff real? Have you ever felt like you're cursed? Do you think there's a bunch of women that sneak out at night and do naked laps around a campfire cursing people and need to...
Why's it got to be women?
Okay, let's not drag...
That's the historical, like, Salem witch trials, witchcraft.
According
right?
to whose history? Come on now.
However, in Supernatural, I think it was witches were female and warlocks were male, and maybe that's the general consensus, but can you have male witches and female warlocks?
Well, I don't know. Which universe do we live in? Because isn't it in Harry Potter, aren't they witches and wizards? Or are you still a wizard if you're a female? There are witches in Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, witches and wizards. I think you're right.
It's Harry Potter. It's Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. I don't know why supernatural arts need to be segmented by gender, but there you go.
Okay, so supernatural's warlocks. Warlock, wizard, witch. Is there another term? I don't even care what they're called. I just need to get them off my back.
Sorcerer?
Like, do I owe someone money? Like, what's the deal?
I have a theory. Oftentimes people may feel cursed because actually what's happening is they have, I don't know what the correct term is, they have that thing where you have multiple personalities or split personalities, and like one of your personalities...
Oh, dissociative identity disorder? I think it's DID now?
That sounds correct. One of your personalities doesn't like your other personality, and so you like, you go in between states, and when you're the one person, they're like sabotaging your house or your... And then when you're back to yourself, it feels like you're cursed because shit is happening that doesn't make any sense. Like with the fire, your hateful personality probably just snuck out for a second and used the remote that was sitting right next to you and turned the fire on and then peaced, and then you sort of snapped back to your this person and looked and you were like, the fire, oh no. And internally you're the one that doesn't like you is just like, got him, what an idiot.
Interesting. The remote, I will throw out there, the remote did still say it was off.
Well, you can choose that sort of... I will say I have one right in front of me. This thing operates like my air conditioning thing in here for my hot ass computers that steam my office up. If I like cover it and push the button, the remote will toggle, but without actually activating the thing. So I could make this say on or off regardless of what's happening with the device itself. You could totally accomplish that as, you know, as a non-supernatural type being.
Mark, what you got for me?
I think that it's not you in terms of the you. It's the overlapping multiverse that is having the parallel versions of you, one of which wants the fire on because it's a universe where global warming has progressed to the point where we're all in an ice age. And they're super cold and they're like, our gas keeps going out, our fire keeps going out. And then you, in your comfortable home... Keep turning it off. Killing them. Who knows how many versions of you you've killed?
Not enough, because they're still haunting me. I gotta kill more of me.
Yeah, if you just kill them all, they'll stop.
Not gonna lie, though, I didn't think you were gonna go multiverse. I thought you were gonna say, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's Molly.
All right, that's too logical. Get out of here. Don't go away. What are you talking about?
I have more theories. Everyone knows there are three basic types of curses. There's the generational curse, there's the caste curse, and then there's the sort of like karmic curse, where you are cursed because of actions. As much as we rag on you, I doubt that you've done anything that has karmically has earned you a curse. Not a bad person.
No, I'm a great person.
You don't torture small animals or any, you know, you don't do it. You're good. You're a good person.
I just torture people with my content. That's about it.
Yeah, but they choose that. They can turn that off. That's on them, really. So that's yours true. Is either inherited from previous generations or someone cast it on you. And I feel like we've been going in the direction of like having a curse cast on you. Do you know if you have any family members that have faced this kind of curse? Maybe it's not your fault at all. It's just generational.
Yeah, maybe you do. You have any family members that are like not as nice, generous as you?
Nope, can't think of any.
Some misdeeds, or, you know, might be otherwise sort of cosmically, you know, in trouble with the universe for something they've done.
Here's the problem with that question. That could lead me to generational or a cast curse.
So, I mean, you're kind of answering the question here.
Sounds like you're getting there yourself.
Usually the responsibility for alleviating curses falls upon the family member who is most likely to be able to succeed in them. So all the other ones, you know, it may not apply to them, and you bear the burden because of the goodness of your soul. You have to bear the burden of all of these.
Very challenging.
Yeah, but you have to fix it.
Okay. How?
A good question.
Excellent question, actually.
Answer
your
question.
We
suggest
you
take
a
large
vacation.
That sounds great.
There you go. Large vacation. Problem solved. Episode over?
I really thought my topic would last more than 7 minutes, but here we are. This is why I allow small talk to go on for half an hour. My topics are just so short. Mm-hmm. Curses and witchcraft. There's not much to know.
All right, Wade. I have two options for you, and I would like to know which route you want to go down before we commit too deeply into them.
Okay.
I think you can break a curse by just changing your mindset. Lots of positive affirmations. Just try and change how you're seeing and receiving things, and that you'll slowly sort of work your way out of it. Or two, by doing some sort of cleansing ritual and detach whatever curse has been cast upon you to be flown off into the ether and maybe attached to someone else. But that's not your problem.
Okay. I feel like we moved into the new house, and the old house on the way out was like, what if you need a new dishwasher? What if you need, and I was like, oh, screw you, house. I'm out. We came here and I was like, oh, affection was clean. Everything's in great shape. Can't wait to not have all these house problems. Like, I feel like I had a pretty good mindset when we came in here, and for about, you know, 4 or 5 months, everything was fine. So I don't know if it's the mindset. So I guess what goes into the cleansing ritual?
Okay, you want to do a ritual. Okay, there's some steps here, but we can do this.
Naked and fire? Are those necessary, naked and fire?
Actually, yes.
Finally!
You're going to need sage or other herbs, whatever you got in the cabinet. So a bunch of salt, candles or other type of fire, and a bowl of clean water. What you're going to want to do is clean the house as deeply as you can. Every little speck of dust, clean it as if your life depends on it. And once you're done cleaning the house, clean yourself. You want to take a nice long bath, really soak, maybe put some of those herbs and spices in there. And then once you're done with the bath, don't towel yourself off or anything. Drip dry, like nature intended.
In the tub or just throughout the house?
Throughout the house. If your drippings get around the house, that can only help the ritual. And then it's your basic stuff. You're going to want to put salt at all the entry points. You're going to want to take some of those herbs and sort of smudge around, you know, especially if you have any problem areas, radon system, fireplace that turns itself on, maple syrup bush, any places like that. Just burn some of those herbs and smudge. And smudging, if everyone knows, of course, is when you burn herbs, and the smoke of those herbs cleanses the area where the smoke is. And then you're going to use the water when you're naked and dripping. If you're still dripping, but, you know, that's just a bonus. Once everything is smudged and salted and ready, you take care of that water in a bowl around with you, and you sort of like dip your fingers in and flick it around as a way of like spiritually cleansing. And then once everything is all set up, you light whatever fire implement, candles, small pile of wood, whatever.
Possessed fireplace.
And you just light the fires around the house. You got to make sure anywhere there were problems, make sure there's fire in that area.
Am I still naked at this point?
Always naked. Stay naked. And then once all that's done, you want to find the central room in your house and have a seat and really think about your intentions. Be positive. Think about how naked you are. And then once all that's done, put all the fires out, open all the doors and windows, and then run around your house still naked, screaming, "Be gone! Be gone!" Oh.
The outside of your house, not run around inside.
Yeah, you have to do at least a full lap of your property, but then every room in your house you need to run, frolic even, lots of leaping, and that'll do it.
Okay, that seems easy enough.
Lots of nudity, well, pretty good amount of fire, and then salt and herbs. It's like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Would you say your ghost or spirit or demon manifests more in the radon mitigation system, or is the radon mitigation system somehow connected to your fireplace? Is it like, it's very important to know the origin point.
I really hope that our sump pump and fireplace aren't connected.
Okay, so you think it's the radon mitigation system that is the central, it's like, the what if the spirit manifests as radon and it's overpowering your system? It's not able to mitigate it. Because who knows what radon really is? That probably is ectoplasm. So it's not mitigating it.
It just, it went from like one part of the house and it's kind of like sweeping across. We're talking about like radon, furnace, AC unit, fireplace are kind of close, I guess. So it's kind of like sweeping across the house.
So we've already agreed that this is real, I'm assuming. No one's debating that it's not real. You are haunted and it is a curse and you are.
After like 5 straight years of this, it's hard to dispute at this point because it seems like every few months. And like, I don't want to lose my friendship with Bob because I know every time I have a house problem, a part of our friendship dies. And I just want to make sure that doesn't happen.
Sure.
So, like, could I deal with this? Yes, but, like, not at the cost.
You know what? I just thought of another way that you could probably solve this. You know, it would help. So, you've lived in 2 houses. They're not close together, but they're in, like, the Cincinnati area, right? What you need to do is find a 3rd house that creates an equilateral triangle with the other 2 houses. And if you move to that 3rd house,
You guys know I don't have the 1st house anymore, right? Like, we had to sell that.
You don't have to own it. You did. Your essence is still there.
Your essence. Yeah, your essence is baked into the walls of that place.
Holy Jesus. Okay, hang on. I need to be right back. I'm sorry. That was quite the scream. Sorry.
Well, he's not wearing his headphones and microphone this time, so we can't spy.
This is terrible.
I've also got to go all of a sudden.
Okay, I'll be here alone. It's just me now. In this episode of Witches and Wizards and Warlocks and Curses, you probably have been laughing to yourself and thinking that it's all a fun joke and a fun time. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you've listened to all the other stories and you couldn't be me. It's all just a bit. But let me tell you, Distractable never actually existed. If you look, you'll see that you're not connected to anything at all. Your phone has been off this entire time. Service abandoned. You'll notice you're on a stretch of road you've never seen before. Nothing's familiar, but hi, welcome back. You just kind of materialized to me, like it was an empty chair and then suddenly you were putting on your headphones, so I don't know.
Oh, that's fun.
How are you?
I'm good. Just, you know, in episode or not episode, it's a bit mind-boggling that, like, everything always goes wrong at the same time in the house for us.
Don't notice it.
You ever had that many things crop up back to back to back?
I mean, yeah, but I don't talk about it. We had a mold problem that we didn't talk about just because it was like, yeah, whatever, it happens. And then we had, like, multiple times the AC leaks all the time. We have to get someone out basically to fill it up every time. And they can't find the leak. So it's like every year.
Why don't you just replace the unit? Why don't you just get a new unit?
Get a new home?
Unit. AC unit.
No, it doesn't leak at the unit. It leaks somewhere along the pipes to the HVAC system. So we don't know where, because it's in the attic, but you can't actually physically get up in the attic.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we have many problems. We just don't play. Everything good, Bob?
Yeah, sorry. Just cranky baby throwing heavy things. All good. No one hurt.
How strong is that baby?
It's scarily strong. So this isn't going to sound that impressive, but so he's tiny, right? And there's this play rug in his area. And he keeps like picking it up and folding it up. And just like generally it's a problem because he trips over it. And Mandy was like, well, let's just put these heavy weights on it, right? Like there's no way he could pick up these heavy weights. We'll just weigh it down and then he'll leave it alone. Hopefully he's picked it up. It wasn't like insane. I think it was like 10 or 12 pound things, like free weights. He did not give a shit. He just walked her over and was like,
poof. Well, how big is he now? Is he like,
he's 16 months. And so he's like, oh, I don't know. I want to say he's like 30 to 34 inches long. And he weighs, I couldn't even guess. He feels heavy. Nah, it feels like he weighs maybe like 30 pounds.
So half of his body weight he just picked up and chucked. I guess we can do that.
Yeah, but what's such a small, uncoordinated person, it's very frightening. Anyway, he's fine. Sorry. Mark has HVAC problems or something?
I had him. It's fine. I don't want to complain about it.
I was just like, man, do anyone else have house problems like me? And like, do you guys just not mention them? And Mark's like, oh yeah, all the time. Just don't mention them.
Did I tell you guys about how our HVAC system was leaking water onto the floor of our basement for a while? And it turns out it's because there's a it has a humidifier built into it. And the little hose for the humidifier just like got tweaked and was just pissing water out onto the floor. That wasn't great.
I don't think you mentioned that one, but no, that sucks.
That happened. We took a while to figure that one out. That was weird. Our deck is falling apart. Our deck is on this house. It's not that old. The deck is literally like the steps are literally cracking into pieces and it's super dangerous. And I don't know how to fix it. So I'm going to have to come hire someone to come build some deck stairs or something. I never complained about that.
No, you should. I need more people to complain about house issues so I know I'm not alone. Because like
the rest of it seems fine. It's just the steps are kind of crumbling, which is
in my brain. All of you guys like never have to change a filter. Your furnaces always work. Everything's always great. And then like I'm like, yeah, I wanted to change a filter and the wall collapsed. You guys like, oh, can't believe that. What's so weird? Because like it's starting to feel like home ownership is only a thing that's a problem for me.
The water pressure in our house is really bad, and we need a new hot water heater. And possibly our house is just totally fucked because our county has really hard water, and so there's buildup in all the pipes.
Ohio is a hard water thing. Yeah,
I could complain, Wade. I just choose not. I could choose what I complain about.
I choose to complain. I need more people to do it.
No, I don't want to. I complain about funny stuff. Not house stuff. Your house stuff is funny because you get shit like mud guy and toilets that leak for no apparent reason. My house stuff is like boring house crap that's not funny, and it gets fixed after I pay someone to fix it. Usually
a fireplace that turns itself on. It's always weird things.
Okay, I feel like that's the least weird of the things.
That is weird though. I mean, that's not good. You don't want an appliance that could be leaking natural gas into your house to start behaving weirdly. That's concerning.
That's the freaky part. Yeah, it's like for it to turn on, it means there is both gas and an ignition happening that I didn't tell it to do.
Well, as long as it does both, I guess that's better than one or the other, but
true.
Problems that make themselves known are way better than problems that sneak up on you in the middle of the night.
Wait, I have thought of something else. Are either of the houses that you've had all these troubles in lake houses? Lake houses are historically haunted.
No, there's not really a lake.
Is there a pond? Like a drainage ditch? Anything?
I mean, so here in like Cincinnati and even like whenever we grew up in Milford, like there's rivers and things that are nearby. So sure, there's water, or there historically was water in a lot of these locations. So yes.
Okay, well that's not helping.
But I've got no boat, so like there's no boat capabilities.
Oh, you don't have to have a boat for the negative effects of a...
I mean, I guess I could put it on the grass and pretend that there's still water, but like...
You know what you should get is a huge pirate ship playset and set that into the ground and then get some laser tag kits, and then we can come over and play pirate laser tag. Could call it like scallywag tag.
I mean, I do feel like that is not a thing. Not a thing anymore. What happened to me?
That is not a thing anymore.
Oh my god, I'm turning into a pirate. That's how pirates talk, right?
The ghost is in your mouth right now.
Explains my sore throat today. Not a thing anymore.
Oh yeah, that's exactly how pirates talk.
I thought a pirate got in the call. I was like, oh man, wow, the fourth member is a pirate. Oh, crazy. But no, I guess not.
Arr, nar, it's a pirate. Oh, me too.
I'm just gonna give you both R and R points.
Mark didn't say R and R at all.
Thanks, buddy.
Remember when I made you do that to someone who is actually Australian at that wedding that we were at together?
Yeah, but I'll never see them again.
Well, it was very funny.
When did you do that?
We were at a wedding, and there were some Australian people there, because one of the people getting married was Australian. Real Australians. One of the people getting married was Australian.
Yeah, I will see you talk to her again, but I probably won't see you talk to her family again.
But I at some point, I just went up to Wade, and I was like, hey, Wade, you know, instead of saying, oh, no, you know, with an Australian accent, Australian people say, arnar. And I was like, you should just go up to one of them and be like, arnar, there's a problem. And he did. And they were like, we don't talk like that.
No, they didn't. They said, arnar, we don't talk like that.
Arnar.
Arnar, we don't talk like that.
I felt justified in doing it for two reasons. One, you told me to. And two, they had us do that dance. Whatever that dance was.
Do the Australian dance.
I didn't do it. What was it called? The nut bush?
Yes, the nut bush.
This is a wedding dance. The nut bush.
After they made me nut and push in public, I was like, you know, I will arnar them. That's only fair. It's a fair trade-off.
Arnar the nut bush.
Not my nut bush.
I can't tell if you're Australian or if there's a pirate this call.
Anyway, Wade, you're haunted and you might be uncurable. I think that's the summary of where I'm coming from here.
The end.
You gave me all these solutions.
Yeah. Yeah, but clearly they're not going to work. This is a terrible solutions. I don't know anything about this stuff. What do you expect?
Yeah, if we know how to fix it, we would fix it.
As a good friend of yours, I would have already helped you if I could.
And definitely we're not the cause.
Also, can I get my empty maple syrup bottle back? I might have dropped it last time I was over there syruping your bushes.
Dude, if you had somehow accidentally led to me realizing that our furnace was not safe by just pouring maple syrup in our yard, that would be the ultimate, like, whoopsie daisy that maybe saved our lives ever.
Whoopsie, you're welcome.
Did you pour maple syrup in our yard?
No. I don't recall saying that. Do I get maple syrup points if I did?
I gave Mark a point for not being suspicious.
Well, that doesn't seem very fair. I'm not suspicious at all.
There you go.
You know what song I'm singing in my head right now? Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
All right, well, that part's not suspicious, I guess. Before we wrap up, though, I do want to offer something that we've never done here before. We always lead the episode off with, like, the intro and the small talk. So I want to see if we want to end on any big talk. You guys want to do before we wrap up?
Big talk?
Yeah. I figure we start small into big.
I have big talk. This is partially about me, but also this is something I guess I just want to, like, manifest into the universe because it's been helping me a lot. Anyone out there who is a parent, if you want to do it on the subreddit, I'll probably see it there, but do it wherever. If you have any positive advice, any positive takeaways, just in any encouragement whatsoever, even if you just have a thought that, like, you come back to that helps you feel good about your journey as a parent and how things are going, share it with people, share it with other friends you have who are parents, share it online. I have been struggling with the idea internally that I'm just not a good enough parent, and it's not like a logical thing, it just is a thing that won't go away, that I'm constantly afraid I'm not doing enough or a good enough job or I'm not doing the right things. And it's like emotionally one of the most beaten down, beaten into me things I've dealt with, which is lucky for me because I know a lot of people deal with hard stuff way harder than this. But just as someone who's trying to come to grips with being a parent, if you have anything, even if you're not a parent, if you have memories of your parents, if you have thoughts, share them. But share the positive ones. There's plenty of judgment. There's plenty of instructions. If I wanted to go and find reasons that I'm a bad parent, there are infinite numbers of those online. But what's been really helping me lately is finding people talking about their little wins, talking about them getting perspective and realizing, like, you know what, I'm not perfect, but look at this kid. Look how awesome this kid is. Like, I must be doing something right. Anything like that, share it. Share it with people because that has been a huge help to me. And it's not even for me. It's for everyone else because I'm not the only one who thinks these things and feel these things. I imagine anyone who's a parent probably feels this because it's very stressful and complicated and it feels like you have no idea what you're doing a lot of the time. So just share that. And I want to try and do this too. I'm not in a very positive place right now, but I'm working on it. I want to try and share any positivity I have, and I think you should too, about how hard it is, but how, you know, those intrusive thoughts that parents have about how you're a terrible parent for whatever reason, it's probably not true, and that you need to have some perspective on, because kids are tough, and it's tough being a parent, but it's never as bad as, well, hopefully it's not as bad as it feels. I know for me it's not, and other people showing me and telling me that has helped a lot. So that's my big talk. Share that.
It's pretty big. Mark, follow that up and impress me.
Well, the NAB Expo is going on right now, which is the North American Broadcasters Association, where new camera technology and new lenses are getting announced all the time. If there's one thing you can always count on, it's the forward progress of technology. And if there's one thing that we can all rest assured in, is that technology is only good and will only ever make our lives bigger and better. Man, I got nothing.
Was that what you were going to talk about? I thought you had something.
I didn't. No, I was like waiting for you to see what you had. And I was like, oh, well.
I really was hoping you'd come in here with, like, hey, if there's any editors, directors, writers, content creators, actors, musicians, YouTubers, gamers out there, I need some good advice.
No, I'm great. No, I'm solid. Rocks. I'm doing everything right. I have the confidence of success on my side, and my giant, huge brain is a problem-solving monster, and I'm able to move forward with everything I got. No issues here. Living the dream. Having no qualms. Actually, I will say also this. One thing that's wonderful about this particular phase of making this is Lixie and Marcus, Rachel, and now Molly and Amy, we're all in the same city and we're all working on finishing this project, which is just a fantastic difference between me working alone in a dark room, not seeing the sun for a very long time.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's fun sometimes. Other times it's not. And there is something very wonderful about, you know, everyone believing in what we're doing. You know, that is difficult. I say a lot and you'll...
How wonderful is that?
How wonderful. We say that a lot where it's like, you know, we've talked about before where you can't make people believe in what you believe in, or, you know, you can't expect other people to really take what you believe is important to heart. But it is wonderful to know, and I hope you guys listening out there know that you can find those people and you can make them believe in something. I mean, you can't make them, but there are people that are willing to believe in something just as much. And obviously it won't be the most important thing in their life, but they can still care about something. And when you're working on something with people that really, really care, like care on a level where they think about it so deeply and look at it from different angles, like they're out there. And it's just about finding them and always challenging yourself and them to make something that's even bigger and better so that you can have this potentially really cool thing going on. And I'm very, very happy to be in this stage now. They just came in like 2 days ago. Like one of them I had to pick up from the airport at past midnight, but that's just because their flight got delayed. But it's like now we're all here and it's working. So like working alone can be stressful and sometimes you have to do it. But working with people that care and have shown just an incredible drive and so much talent, and it can make the process fun. The process doesn't have to be a grind all the time. Sometimes you got to do it alone, and those times you got to dig deep, but other times it's like, yeah, leaning on people is kind of the coolest thing about making these things.
All right, that's pretty big.
That's all I got.
Whose was bigger?
Who's got the biggest?
All right, let me count up the points here. Mark had 5, 10, 15.
You gotta read the reasons.
Okay. Mark, Dolby Atmos. Amy laughed. Loans. Multiverse.
Loans? Sorry, I don't remember what that was. I'm trying to remember.
I don't either. Multiverse. Not cause. No help. Not suspicious. Teamwork. And then you both have vacation. Large vacation. Bob, I have Skyline. Honesty. Witch Wizard. I hate me. Naked Fire. Big Talk. Baby Help.
Baby Help.
And then in the margins, I have 3 curses: generational, cast, karma. And then I have solve, ritual, or mindset. And then what looks like ARAR. Not sure what ARAR is, but that's what my handwriting seems to say.
Sounds like something worth points.
Mark, I have 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Bob, I have 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18. However, Mark, Bob and I made a rule a long time ago that whenever a certain topic is brought up, you have to lose a few points.
Oh, but it was as a joke.
So Lenses lost you 3 points.
No, but I said it as a joke. But it was like I wasn't even going to really. I thought it was a joke in the counterpoint.
Before the joke came up, I'd already written down Lenses. You can plead with Bob. If Bob chooses to let you win, you can. But like my right now, my hands are tied.
Do you regret talking about Lenses, Mark?
Well,
do you have any regrets?
I don't regret that bit because I knew that it was a bit. I was using the disinterest in it as a counterpoint to be what is the most polar opposite thing I could talk about. Bob's selfless discussion and very heartwarming thing. I was like, how can I punctuate this in the most antithetical way possible? So I stand by what I said because it had the effect that I desired. And therefore, I don't regret the decisions I made. And you can never regret the decisions you made because they're the decisions that led you to where you are. And you can't go back. And if you ever try to go back and try to undo the past, that is a exercise in futility. And I do not believe in that mantra. And I will not believe in that mantra. I stand by my actions and I own them completely.
You hear that, death row inmates? Be proud.
See, he did what I did. He did the same thing I did. He did what I did.
He did do what you did.
Be proud, Lens owners.
He mentioned it. He mentioned it. Lose points.
Oh, minus 3 points for me.
I said the word. Do I lose points just for having said Lenses?
That's the rule. You mentioned it, right?
Should I? I don't know.
Wait, let me look at the Constitution. Wait.
Bob, this was our ruling. We said we'd remove points. How specific is it supposed to be?
I don't know. You're in charge. I just didn't realize it was that.
I'm looking at the bylaws.
Wait, was this a handshake deal that we made before the Constitution or after the Constitution?
Oh, it had to be before.
Because wasn't part of the Constitution that all previous deals are hereby done with and disposed of?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
I'm having not that I'm trying to give away my victory. victory, I guess, but I'm having a memory that potentially...
I feel like there was a distinction made on past deals or null and void.
Yeah, but that's just from that one Constitution episode. Who really cares about that episode?
I mean, I love that argument. That's a great... People will really like that we're just going to toss that whole thing out the window. I like that.
I mean, what did they expect from me? For me to pay attention?
No. I have one flag left to throw this year.
All right, well, you both have mentioned that previous handshake deals were canceled, and I don't feel like thinking anymore. So you know what, Mark? You get your 3 points back and you win. How's that?
I'll take it.
Bob isn't really fighting for his victory, so you can have it.
As much as I'm not a huge fan of that outcome, I'm more scared of other handshake deals that I'm either not aware of or don't remember.
Do you think we remember at this point? We would have used them.
I don't know. You could just start a bit and be like, so Bob, do you remember 6 months ago we made a handshake deal where you said I could claim a victory anytime you hosted? And I would be like, no, but I believe you.
Okay, so about 6 months from now, I'll claim that, and it'll be after the Constitution.
Okay, well, all handshake... There are currently no handshake deals on the table. There aren't any. They're all dead. They're all disposed of. They're all gone. So there are no secret handshake deals except that one that we made, Mark. We'll hold on to that.
Wait, what?
Wade, do I get any extra points for being so honest, even though it costs me my victory?
Yes, but the problem is you already have honesty points on here.
What about bravery points or possibly Bob points?
I feel like if bravery's got... I stood by my words. I was ready to accept my fate. And I made that big speech about going back in time. Remember that? Can't go to the past.
You both get an extra 3 points. Just shut the fuck up and Mark wins.
Well, that didn't accomplish what I was hoping for at all. I'm glad I got points, I guess, but damn.
We're richer, but our happiness has gone down.
Apparently 19 plus 3 is 20 infinity, according to my handwriting. And Mark, you win with that.
Yes, 20 infinity, the highest score ever. Yes.
How many infinity did I end with?
21.
Shit.
Okay, now it's 22. I don't know how that 2 turned into an infinity sign.
I appreciate everything that has gone on to this incredible episode. What did we prove? There are curses?
Wade is definitely cursed.
Wade is cursed. We gave him the steps to solve his problems. It's now in his hands to be done with the thing. My camera is about to die, and before that happens, thank you for this incredible victory.
You're welcome. Bob, loser speech.
Oh, look, I just say I feel like I was very honorable today. It was not all motivated by fear of handshake deals that I have. It was purely that I wanted to follow the rules as they have been set forth, and I wanted to make sure everything here was, you know, meaningful, and the points mattered, and everything was not made up, but in fact follows a strict set of consistent rules. And I feel like, despite ending up with the loss, I feel good about my honorable actions today. And so I feel like a winner.
That's fair. I won't even call it a loser speech. You get the honorable mention speech.
Perfect. Just honorable speech. That's me, baby.
I myself ended with -3 or -6 points. Nobody really laughed at my Elon Musk joke at the very start. And then I mentioned lenses, which lost me 3, but then I got them back because ? Yeah, you guys explained. I just didn't listen. And that's it. So thank you, boys, for joining. Congrats, Mark, on the victory. Congrats, Bob, on the honorable mention that you earned today. I hope everyone will go on the subreddit, parents out there, and do what Bob asked. I think that's a really cool idea. Stay tuned for the next one where Mark will do who knows what. In the meantime, we do have merch. Distractable store.
Yeah, say it like you mean it.
Distractablestore.com.
It's out there, baby.
You can buy stuff. And you can find us at our respective sites, Mark at Markiplier, Bob at MySker, me at Minion777, or LordMinion777. We'll see you next time. Until then, podcast out. God, I host some bangers.